Let's do it.
Kitties, our very own in-house meat monger. His name is Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Unfortunately, Canadian Tire took up all your time, Sean, so thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll get back to you in the near future.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day. I have my own multiple choice question.
What's that?
Okay, so Peg Bundy is sitting on the couch with Al Bundy on Father's Day. And Peg Bundy turns to Al Bundy and says, honey, I got a multiple choice question for you. For Father's Day, would you like to A, spend a beautiful day with your wife, dinner, fun, dancing? Al turns her and goes, B.
That was a great program. I don't know. That series, I just loved it. It was so well written.
And I agree with that last listener. Steve should get his own show, and I think Canadian Tire should get their own show and stop taking my freaking time.
How you doing, brother?
Excellent. But, you know, the weather's getting kind of chilly. This is a pre-record, right?
It's the middle of winter.
Yeah, we don't know whether we're coming or going, buddy.
That's right. We're trying to cover up all your holidays. So
yes.
The weather is fantastic. The bugs are minimal. It's 24 degrees already here in beautiful Mac Tier. We expect even better weather tomorrow. The gardens are flowing. The steaks are roasting. You name it, we got it, sister.
Nice. Hey, Sean, you probably heard, if you were listening to the program from the very top, I had an encounter last week with ticks. And actually, you probably didn't hear. So I was going to ask you.
No, I was listening. I swear to God, I was driving to Bala, and it's in and out. So I 8 o'clock right in the nose, but I heard the Sarge talk about not worrying about it so much, otherwise you wouldn't be able to go fishing.
That's right.
But anyway, go ahead. Tell me,
but,
please.
But anyways, so I went trouncing through the woods and got bit. Do you ever think about it? I know you spend a lot of time barbecuing and in the outdoors and certainly in your neck of the woods. You're no stranger to being out in bug areas. Do you ever think about it? Do you ever wonder?
No, because most of my outdoor activity really, and I'm not trying to be funny here at all, is that I can retreat back into secluded or safe spots as I go. So if the bugs are bad, sometimes they bother me, sometimes they don't. But especially around here, you know, don't know what you're getting. It could be black flies, could be, like you said, ticks, could be mosquitoes, but they're all annoying as heck. But again, I have the luxury. I'm not in the deep bush. I can just go inside until they go away.
All right, let me give you a tip. You are a candidate. You are a perfect prime candidate for Lyme disease, my friend.
And, am I?
Yes, you are. And you need to, because I know you like spending all summer in shorts and sandals, and you need to start paying a little more attention to what we say each week on this program. Don't do as I do as I say, and that is you need to start spraying yourself when you go out, even to the barbecue.
You're going to be in shorts. Well, I went to my doctor. Went to my doctor, and I asked him about that, and he said, first off, Sean, you're a prime candidate for liver cancer.
Wait a minute. He's called you son. How old is this guy? And he should not be practicing. Hey, Sean, sit tight for a second, my friend. I got to take a quick break. We'll have more journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola, and that is Stephen Labadie.
I love that bumper.
Labadie. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis on the board. Thank you, Jessica, for handling all those phone folks.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Multitask right there.
On the line with us is, because now that you heard, he got a second bumper again, is our very own in-house, the lovely, the talented, our meatmonger, Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning again. Sean, don't make a habit of this, by the way. All right?
You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. I bet you $1,000. I bet you $1,000 I get a second bumper next week, too.
He's poking the bear, isn't he? He's poking the bear. You know, for $1,000, you know, for $1,000, I'll do just about anything, right?
Yeah, if you can remember. Hey, listen, you're right about you're correct about that Lyme disease, right? Because last year I was really feeling tired, lethargic. You know, just I wanted to sleep all the time. So I went to the doctor. Turns out I was just really bored.
You'd be laughing under the other side of your face if you got bit and got Lyme disease. Let me tell you, my friend. It's not,
I can't
it's
worry
not
about
something,
that stuff.
Yeah, I know. There's more important things to worry about, like what's cooking this weekend at Black Angus at 360 Rivas Road.
Well, I told you a few weeks ago that we did a promo with Canadian Tire for those Vermont Castings barbecues, right?
Yes.
Right. We had both. We had them in the stores. We did the promo on them. And you and I got to sit down with that CT people. We got some plans to make here.
I know. I think they're just realizing they just found us. I think they finally just found us, you know.
I found them back in 1965 in Port Credit. The store used to be down on Lakeshore there. It's now a pool place. I go by all the time. And that my first experience was them with sporting goods. That's the only place in Port Credit you could get sporting goods. I bought my first hockey equipment there. I always got my hockey sticks there. Everything there. That was the only place to go, and I've always been a fan of it. Unfortunately, it's addictive. You start walking around that store, and everything's on sale, and you just got to have it, you know?
I know. Even if you don't need it, right? You walk in there and say, oh, my God, look at that. Why wouldn't I buy that for $20? You know what I mean? I got it. You know what I'm saying?
It's
kind of, you know what, Sean? I'll be honest with you. It's kind of like your store. It's kind of like your Mississauga store, to be honest with you, and obviously you're a genius at merchandising, because you got stuff everywhere in that store, and everywhere I turn, I do that same. I go through that same exercise. I look at it and say, "Wow, like $25. That's it for that." You don't even have a need for it, like those ridiculous boards with the handles on them. Like, I look at that every time I go. I say, I gotta get me one of those. Like, I got six of them sitting here now. You
Ray,
know, because they're
listen,
all unique.
Know, I got a new fetish going here. Okay, and my wife's already rolling her eyes at me. I have got myself a branding iron that says Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. I heat that thing up. Okay, I can brand the meat. But now I've also found out I can brand the boards.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
It looks super cool. And
that
and
is.
You come on in. It's fantastic.
Technology at its best, my friend.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Look at you. Branding. You're bringing branding back.
He's going to brand everything. Like, he's gonna have brand on the walls. Like, the drywall's going to be branded.
Speedy, you don't know how close you are to the truth, my friend.
I know. Makes for a great tattoo, by the way, Sean, if you want to try
that. Yeah, I tried that on my butt, but the problem is the skin all burns and it falls off. So you have to redo it. It just looks like a bad rash after a few attempts.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Do we have anything cooking at 360?
Yeah, we do. A couple of things, too. In order to compete with Canadian Tire, okay, you can do it either way you want, okay? Three $100 gift certificates, one for each store, okay?
Yes.
You can have a call in, okay? Or you can have them go on site, meet my new main person there in Mississauga, Teresa. She's starting a couple of days ago, a lot of experience. Yeah. Go up and see Don the Man up in in Thornbury, or Sean the Man here in MacTier. You can do it either first person that comes in and mentions Canadian Tire, or do it online. Don't care.
Now they have to be at the. We can't have three people show up at 360 Rivas Road.
One brief spot.
All right, so the first person that goes into one of the three Black Angus locations and mentions that they heard the Canadian Tire promo on Outdoor Journal Radio gets $100 of free goodies at Black Angus. How
at
wonderful
each store,
is that?
Correct.
At each store. So the first person in each store, so if you're listening right now driving around, it's $100 worth of meat $100 mm-hmm. worth of barbecue sauce, $100 worth of poultry, $100 worth of slabs of wood with handles on them, $100. Like, yeah. You can get anything you want. Eggs, quail eggs. I mean, I don't care what you're looking for. Yeah. $100 free of charge at Black Angus right now for the first person who drives in and says they heard the Canadian Tire promo on Outdoor Journal Radio. How wonderful is that? I'm telling you, it's very
that's
cool.
That's killer. But on top of that, just... in MacTier, I got a special deal, okay? $100 off a paddleboard, or the boat I have for sale, or $100 off these great Esky coolers I got out front for sale.
This sounds like one of those American backcountry radio stations where they have the weekly market.
Sounds like something from the dump.
The dump report, too. All right, my friend, I got to move. We're going to 360 Rivas Road. That's the one I'm picking. 360 Rivas Road. Go in, tell them you heard the promo, the Canadian Tire promo on Outdoor Journal Radio, that you get $100 buckaroos right there in your face as you enter. Of course, it's not the only reason to go up Black Angus Fine Meats at 360 Rivas Road, because it's your headquarters for fine proteins, meats of all types, as well as non-conventional. Of course, I'm talking about wild game, which is always available there, but they have a host of other things. It's not just about meat. You got to go and check it out. 360 Rivas Road, just north of Lakeshore in Mississauga. You can go to Thornbury and visit their store there, or MacTier, where the big boss is today. Have I just about covered it, Sean?
Well, you said you got to let me go, and that was 5 minutes ago. Take care, boys.
Take care. Black Angus Meats.com. If you want more information, blackangusmeat.com. A complete list of recipes available there as well. Fine, folks. They need you to go in there and buy meat for sure.